Just when you thought it couldn't get worse, it does in Syria. Riots in Kenya target Christians once again. And what do you get when you take disabled kids, music, and the gospel? Stay tuned for the answer and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The violence continues in Syria, and now a border situation is causing a humanitarian emergency. Christian Aid Mission's Bill Bray says Syrian refugees are pouring across the Syrian-Jordanian border.
Early in the week, the Turks closed their border, and it's created a lot of panic. The fighting on the ground is horrific. So a lot of these are widows and children. This is a real crisis. It gives the Christian community an opportunity to be good Samaritans.
Christians say as many as 3,000 people are crossing the border every night. Funding is needed for food, clothing, and housing. $55 can supply food packs. Bray says Christian Aid Mission supported workers are using this for the gospel's sake.
In the midst of it, they're doing a lot of child evangelism, children's classes. This provides a context in which to do a lot of Christian outreach.
Compelled to help? We have a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, riots broke out in Mombasa, Kenya, following the death of Islamic extremist Sheikh Abud Rogo.
He's the person that had supported the attack about 2 months ago in the city of Gariza.
Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says believers became a scapegoat for retaliatory attacks by Muslim rioters.
Christians are blamed for a lot of things.
In this week's attacks, rioters damaged 5 churches in Mombasa, as well as offices for the National Council of Churches in Kenya.
Mombasa had put some of the blame on the government, but also they attacked Christian churches and organizations.
Violence is getting worse there. Last month, a church attack killed 18 people. Most of the violence has been linked to Al-Shabaab, a Somalian terrorist group.
They've been increasing in power and influence in that border area.
A growing Al-Shabaab presence will make it even harder for believers to share the gospel. Pray that violence will decrease. This is Mission Network News. A bail hearing has been adjourned until tomorrow for Ramsha Masih. Now, she's the 14-year-old developmentally disabled Pakistani Christian girl accused of blasphemy. Masih was taken into custody just a few weeks ago after being accused of burning papers with verses of the Quran written on them. Masih's attorney hopes the judge will release her tomorrow. Pakistan's blasphemy laws have long been used to harass Christians and settle vendettas. Human rights groups want them changed. Meanwhile, a new program helps teens in Thailand save sex for marriage. Biblica CEO Doug Lockhart says,
it's in a public school system freely teaching from the New Testament in the language of Thai. It's a wonderful program, wonderful.
Biblica's Reach for Life program introduces students to the New Testament and the dangers of premarital sex. Lockhart says the program's goals are threefold.
One is evangelism of the students. Number two is avoidance of AIDS and other diseases. And third, the evangelism of the rest of the family.
Students tell Lockhart all the time they met Christ through Reach for Life.
Their culture is a Buddhist culture, and so Christianity is very new to many of them.
Pray for students in Thailand as they face spiritual questions.
Students say, this is one of my first exposures to the Bible. I accepted Christ, and my life has changed because of that.
They need funding to reach more schools. Support Biblica at missionnetworknews.org. And who would have thought that the music in the United States would help cure a child in need in Uganda? The Music with a Mission tour may do just that. Cure International reports their ministry is this year's featured cause on the tour, featuring Family Force 5 and others. Each night, Cure will try to encourage the audience to save the life of at least one child afflicted with hydrocephalus. As these kids are helped, their families also hear about Christ. Find tour information at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today's the final day to get the free book, Reformation in 4 Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He says missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive and needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free provocative look at missions. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.